Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help take you to the next step in your relationship with Christ. Tough Talk Christian Radio is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and this is the Tough Talk Christian Radio, and we're here under the Tough Talk Radio Network umbrella, coming to you live out of Houston, Texas, where, well, they have tornado watches today, so who knows what this weather's going to bring. Can't complain. There's been snow across the country, and, well, we're in the 70s, so no problem here. Let the rain come. I just hope that the internet will hold up for us. Got a great show today. You know, and I'm a little bit prejudiced, I guess. I think I have a great show every week. We have a great guest, as always, and we're going to be talking about how the Lord is working in our lives with different people. And hopefully we're going to allow you to see how the Lord is working in your life. My experience has been most people are so busy in their daily life that they never get a chance to stop and breathe a second and recognize what's going on. And using myself as an example, I know, for instance, today I was having internet problems, trying to get ready for the show, starting to freak out. And I'm like, okay, take a deep breath and step back. This is going to happen one way or the other. How much struggle do you want to give into? So I find that when we try to carry all the weight on our own shoulders, it just weighs us down and nothing good comes of it. So it's time to give things to the Lord. The littlest things, like your internet's not working, to the big problems that we go through on a daily basis. Now, I know that some problems are bigger than others, but at the end of the day, problem is still spelt the same way, and we still respond to it most of the time incorrectly. So my tip for you today, or my hope for you today, is that you will allow some of your struggles not to be yours. Give them to God. See what he does for you. And it gets a little harder when you try to make sure that you don't get involved with trying to take them back. So if you're going to give them up completely. If you're not, well, then we'll pray for you because you're going to have a harder day than you planned. So anyway, I want to move forward today quickly because I'm excited about our show. Let me just get some housekeeping going here. You can find us on Tough Talk RadioNetwork.com. You can go to TuffTalkChristianRadio.com. Find us on Facebook. Find us on Twitter. Just type it in your search bar. We'll show up. We hope that you'll come and be a guest on the show by going to Tough Talk Radio Network or TuffTalkChristianRadio.com. Click on Become a Guest. Schedule a date that fits your schedule. But make sure that you're going to bring us something that's going on in your world that has to do with the Lord. We hope that you get come on and just share your testimony with others. Now, a lot of people think that you have to be a pastor or someone that leads a Bible study. All we want you to do is be someone that's looking to learn more about the Lord, someone who's willing to share your struggles or your journey, how it has been for you, and how, like most, we look back down the path and we see the value of our journey. Normally, in the middle of it, we don't find it too interesting. But at the end, we got that aha moment where we look back and see how the Lord has worked in our lives. So, once again, my name is Tony Gambone. I'm the host of the show here on Tough Talk Christian Radio. If you have questions, you want to meet our guests, you can call in at 347-989-1363. Now, if you want to just listen to the show, just dial in that number, 347-989-1363, if you want to listen while you're driving. Or if you have a question, press number one after you dial that number, and you'll come up on the board, and we'll get your question to our guest. So my first guest, Kathy Cardio, is, she's based out of Long Island, and she has a book coming out, It All Matters, The Parent Project, and it was inspired by her grandparents and parents, and the many questions she wished had been answered. So we're going to get into all of that with Kathy. But first, what I'd like to do is bring Kathy up, find out a little bit about her. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. Kathy, now I know that it says you're based out of Long Island.
Correct.
So I'm assuming, I'm just going to go there, that you're in New York.
Yes.
And tell me, is that where you're from originally?
Actually, I'm originally always been from New York, but I was originally from the Bronx, moved out to Long Island when I was about 8 years old.
Well, for those people who have never been to New York, I'm not that far east. I was born and raised in Philadelphia, but if you want to eat the best food in the whole wide world, that's the side of the country you want to go on.
Oh,
unless you're like
pizza.
Me, I like food. Yeah, and I'm an equal opportunist. I eat food everywhere. So I'm in the South, and well, I just found out that that food tastes good as well. So, anyway, Kathy, tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do? Are you a stay-at-home mom? Do you have a job? Is it a 9-to-5, your own business? Tell us a little bit about Kathy.
Actually, I would call myself a serial entrepreneur. I am constantly on another quest. Right now, obviously, I have my book, and that's been really good to me. It's been a big learning lesson for myself, just trying to get through the process of writing, editing, publishing. I didn't know what I was doing when I first started, and I actually questioned myself, but something told me just keep writing. So, finally one day they arrived in the mail, and it was one of the happiest days. Aside from that, I also have a valet and event staff business that I'm in the progress of getting up and running. So I look forward to that and all the challenges that bring.
So I've written a couple books, and I've interviewed hundreds of authors. And I always ask the question, now that you've written this book, are you looking to write another one?
Yes, I am. Now that I've gotten through the process, I think any time you do something the first time, it's the hardest. Now I know the secrets. So, yes, I would like to write another book.
So, just so people know, did you self-publish your book?
Yes, I did.
And did you do all your own editing?
I did all my own editing. I did in the very beginning, actually, I did. But then I suggested that I do go to a professional editor. So I did do that as well.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a lot of work.
I missed a few stuff. don't realize every little detail, the cover, everything is a detail, and it's a constant changing it again, changing it a fourth and fifth time. But you got to keep going.
Yeah, and then there's the whole advertisement part of it, the marketing of it, getting people to push it out on social media. So one of my favorite questions is, now that you've gotten past all that, what are you doing with the books? Are you out speaking to groups?
I don't think that you ever completely get past it unless you give up and you put it away. I'm constantly on the internet trying to book radio stations. I'm also trying to book television stations. I've made a few contacts actually last night at my day job, some people in the media. So it seems like it's starting to fly, and I've gotten some interest all over the place, actually, in all different directions, and that's a good thing. I want to say in the last 3 weeks, it's actually picked up significantly.
Well, the old story is you don't have to be an expert to write a book, but once you write a book, people consider you an expert. How did that come about?
The book itself?
No, the people thinking that now that you're more of an expert than you were before.
Well, I just think that so many people actually say, oh, I should write a book. I should write a book about this that happened and that had happened. And that's fine. I said it for, many years myself, just in generic terms. But once you do it, it's, wow, how did you actually do that? A lot of people say they're going to do a lot of things and they don't actually do them. And then when you do it, all of a sudden you become an expert. Now I'm able to give others advice.
Yeah, and people actually listen to you now. It's same advice you were giving before. I think that's kind of funny, but anyway.
Right. Well, I don't think anybody believes you.
Let's talk about. Right. I mean, but now that you've written the book, It All Matters, The Parent Project. Let's talk about it. Why did you write the book?
I wrote the book because I realized I was very close to my maternal grandparents, and when they passed away, they were, by the way, were married for 70 years. Which I think is amazing.
Wow.
And they very, very much in love, completely my role models, both of them. But when they passed, unfortunately, there were a lot of questions that I had, never thought it, while they were alive to ask them. These questions came up, and their oldest daughter had just recently passed away, and she had most of the answers. So there are some things that, unfortunately, I will never know the answer to, and I've, you know, had to accept that. But I can change that going forward for my children and grandchildren. And also, you know, my mom is still with us, so I can, I have given my mother a copy of the book, so I can get some questions answered for me from her.
Now, how old are your children, if you don't mind
my children
asking.
Are 29, 27, 21-year-old twins, and 21. I'm sorry, 25-year-old twins and 21.
Lord, you are busy.
At 5 and 7 years, yes.
Yes, ma'am, and it must, you must feel free now, but it seems like you're
staying
pretty busy.
A little bit more.
Yeah, and what do they think of the book?
They love it. They've all gotten their copy. I've written a special note inside each of their books, and I'm sure that, you know, someday they'll look forward to my parent project and all the unanswered questions that they never thought to ask me.
Right. Now, if I may, I'm always interested in what, you know, of course, we're going to talk about what your book is about and some of the significance that it brings to the table and, you know, how does it benefit you and your family. But one of the things that I'd like to find out is what is, like, you know, we always do things and we're trying to express what's going on in our world. And, you know, after doing the book and reading it and looking back, what did you get out of the book?
Well, I did a lot of research. The book was 2.5 years in progress. So I researched many different questions and many different categories, which I've added into the book. It literally takes you from birth all the way through death, different stages in your life. And some of the questions are even duplicated because, you know, your thought process at 20 is not the same thought process at 40. So it made me start to think, you know, what did I, you know, if I did something, why did I do it? What were the ramifications if I did it or had not done it? You know, some things like, you know, people can ask like a job choice. Had that job worked out, what would have happened after that? It really makes you think about why you did what you did and what were the effects of that.
And so I find that as I look back down the trail after traveling for a while, you know, in life, things seem to make more sense than when we're actually going through that storm. I always think that God puts us in a path that we have no idea why we're there or how
right.
It's going to end up. But afterwards, we're always able to look backwards and go, oh, I get it. That's
it
awesome.
It all makes sense now.
So, yeah. And probably very lucky that we don't know the plan ahead of time because we would probably try to tweak it and mess it up. But is there any group of people, whether it's women, couples, parents, you know, divorcees, is there any specific group of people that this book would really help if they read the book?
Realistically, it's going to help everybody because you are going to get all these answers as long as you have the most important people in your life actually doing, you know, the work and the questions. Personally, I would say perfect case scenario, possibly a woman in her 40s, provided that her parents are still with, you know, her. Let's say if I didn't write the book, I would purchase a copy for my mom for her to fill out. I would purchase a copy for myself to leave to my children. My 29-year-old daughter has 3 children of her own. I would purchase a copy for her so that she can answer all the questions for her children. But it's not like a book that you leave on the, you know, you read it once, you leave on the shelf, it collects dust. This is generational. It can keep getting passed down. And you can pass down the same book, too. I mean, you don't have to buy separate ones, but it really keeps going. You know, my theory Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying my theory was that, you know, for me, I'm always challenging myself. And I'm not in competition with anybody except myself. And the day that I had received my book in the mail, I knew at that point, had I never sold one, I was okay with that because the importance of that book and being able to pass everything down to my children was worth everything that I had been through, all the struggles, to get the questions from my mom. You know, unfortunately, my dad is deceased, but you know, to get all those answers was worth everything I put into it, because that information is irreplaceable. It's like a photo. If you don't take it, you know, listen, if the house is burning, what are you going to grab besides your family? The photos, they're irreplaceable. And the answers to all these questions are irreplaceable.
Right, exactly right. And so let's talk about the book. Let's explain to the listeners the purpose of purchasing the book, what they would get out of it. It seems as though this is a way to, you know, in today's world, it just seems as the generation moving forward doesn't know a lot about their ancestors or their background or where they come from, and you know, mm-hmm. that type of, you know, I'm in my early 60s, so it was a different upbringing, and you know, mm-hmm. and then in your 40s and now in your 20s, and people come up, if it's not on their phone, they really don't know much about anything. But correct in understanding your book, this is a way to find your family tree. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Yes and no. It's 20 very motivational chapters about life lessons and going for your dreams and not just thinking about a bucket list, not just writing it down, but actually completing it. And part of putting your project together is showing you how to do that. For an example, it's very simple to do. I mean, you don't need any fancy materials, a loose leaf notebook, some paper, and a couple of clear sleeves. You know, it's like if you want to visit, I don't know, let's say the Grand Canyon, you just write it on a piece of paper, and then you know once you get there, you add the photos. So I feel like it gives you that little bit of a boost to help you complete your bucket list. You know, at any time you have something, you know, just a thought that, you know what, this sounds like a really cool idea. I want to drive a race car today. You know, maybe it's not going to be today, but you put the piece of paper in, race car driver, you know, or driving a race car, I should say. And you always know, looking through that book, maybe not the, you know, the exact next thing you want to tackle, but you know what you want to tackle. Many people talk about, oh, yeah, that's on my bucket list. Many people even write their bucket list. But it's what you do. It's your action that you take for that bucket list that's going to count. You know, I don't think any of us are going to ever complete 100% of our bucket list. But you know what? If you start, you know, tackling different things and completing things and going to places you wanted to go, in the end, that's what matters. You know, that you lived your life to the best of your ability.
Yeah.
Even if you wanted to be a pro.
So what you're saying is this book here will help you to stay focused on doing what you say you would like to do. And, I mean, the hardest part is stepping through the process, right? But if you're saying, hey, I'd like to go to visit the Grand Canyon, and then I would like to do this, and I would like to do that, this book here will help you get there. Is that correct?
Absolutely. You know, don't just say you're going to do things. We all say we're going to do things, like all the people saying, I'm going to write a book. Well, you know, put that down. Put that in one of your sleeves. I'm going to write a book. And then it gives you something to focus on. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you a goal to meet for yourself. And it's your own personal goal. Everybody's goals are different. You don't have to go to the Grand Canyon. You know, some people's goals are very simple. And some people's goals are completely out of the box for the average person. And that's okay, because they're your goals. And it's about living your life. I mean, the book is not about me. Nobody wants to read about me. It's, you know, it's called It All Matters, because it all matters in everyone's personal life, what their goals are. And by reading through the chapters and reading through the questions, I'm trying to define what those goals are for the person and then take action on them.
Hmm. Okay. So do you go out and speak to groups of people with your book?
I have spoken to people at libraries on Long Island. One library is actually interested in having me do a class where people would, you know, pay a small fee, get a copy of the book, and then I would personally show them how to put their project together. You know, I've done some
That's awesome. And I think that that's where you take your book to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
You actually take, I believe that we're all put here to teach. And if you're able to put it in a book form, and then the next step is to go out and teach, who knows what's ahead of that, like, you know what I mean? And that's a big step. A lot of people have written books and they're introverts, and other people have not written books and they're not, you know, they're opposite. And I think that if you can sit down with a piece of paper and start writing down what has happened in your life, you'll realize how blessed you really are in life.
Right. I mean, and realistically, there's so many things that local libraries even offer, which could be, you know, a class on knitting or, you know, anything. It could just be, you know, paint by number. But I just feel like so much of that stuff, not, I guess, excluding knitting, but so much of that stuff, it's like, okay, you take a class, you had a nice time, and then it's done. This is not done. This is never done. As long as you're alive and you're breathing, it's not done.
So what made you so passionate about this? Because I could hear passion in your voice. What makes you come alive when you're
it's the fact that I know. Party. Yeah, I like I said, I challenged myself. I completed that part of the challenge as far as actually having the paper copy. But now the challenge is to get the word out there. And that has nothing to do with money. I don't think if you're passionate about something, it could ever have anything to do with money. You know, if I do decide to do these classes, the service that I'm providing for people, for their families, I just can't even measure that.
Right. Right. And at the end of the day, when you serve, there's a reward that you just can't express or explain. You just have to experience it. And so much comes from that. In so many different ways that I always blame it on God. Like, it's just unexplainable, but the feeling is better than any dollar amount could bring you.
Absolutely. Money comes and goes.
Right.
I mean, honestly, if I always keep a few books in my car, and I've met people just totally by chance, you know, interesting stories. I had met a gentleman whose wife right now, unfortunately, is fighting cancer. And I was able to just say, you know what, hey, take this. It's not about the money. It's about, I know his story. I know he's got a beautiful marriage. And, you know, they don't even have children. But for him, it would be more, you know, have her fill the, you know, the questions out. And she can do that as well. You know, vice versa, I should say. You know, he can fill out the questions for her. I just thought it was such an amazing story. He waited till later in life to get married. And, you know, he's crazy, head over heels in love with her. And, you know, that was what I could do. I can't cure her. I can pray for her, but I can do this. You know, we all have some kind of a gift, and we need to share that.
Yeah. Where can people get your book?
My book is presently for sale on Amazon as well as Barnes & Noble. I believe there's a few people selling it on eBay as well, but I would suggest Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Now, what about if they want to contact you and have you speak at their event or just communicate with you? How do they do that?
Well, they can go to my Facebook page, which is It All Matters, The Parent Project. My name, obviously, is Kathy Cardio. They can reach me through there. And I do respond to every message. Might not be in an hour, but I do respond to every message. So if anybody's interested, please, by all means, reach out to me.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you're listening to this show and you're listening to it next week, next month, next year, always know that you can contact me, and I'll personally introduce you to Kathy. Kathy, if there's one thing that you can share with your listeners, one piece of advice in this year, 2018, that you would say to someone, what would that be?
I would say learn exactly as much as you can learn. Learn all that you can about yourself and move forward. Move forward positively. Take action. Because knowing it and doing it are two totally different things. And the feelings that you get completing all of, you know, the things that you want to do, even if it's something small, you get that feeling of satisfaction. Just keep going, no matter how hard it is. You know, don't let the brick walls keep you out.
Do you find that it gets contagious? It just keeps on going? Once you do that, do you find that it just keeps on going for you? So a lot of people are afraid to take that chance, and sometimes I think they're afraid because of the result that it might be better than they thought. Sometimes they don't believe that it'll happen at all. Do you find that once you get into that step, that it just seems to get the domino effect? It just keeps getting better and better and better.
Right. I think just like your emotions, it's a choice. You know, we all have things that happen to us. We can be sad or we can be happy. Two people can have the same thing happen to them and with totally different results. So I think that you have to do it for yourself. You have to, I had to explain it. You have to keep going. Don't let anything stop you. You're going to hit bumps along the way, but keep going. If you know that's what you want, keep going, whatever that may be. You know, whether it's the college education and you had to go back 10 years later, keep going. Just do it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I agree 100%. That's good information. And I'd like to find out more about you. I'm going to have to reach out and have you back on the show. One of the questions that just came in on Facebook is, are you going to do another book and what would be the name of it?
I am going to do another book, but it's actually on a totally different topic. It's a personal story from a dear, dear friend of mine. So it's not going to be anything like this. Will I do another book, maybe like a second chapter type book for this? That's possible. Right now, I don't have that in the works, but that is possible.
Mm. And what about writing your story?
I'm in the process of writing.
Journey.
Right. I think that's an idea, but I think unless you're somebody famous, nobody really cares.
No. I teach networking, and one of the things that I tell business owners, I teach how to build business by building relationships, and I think Jesus was the original networker. He got two to get two, and then they developed this internet marketing thing. I don't know, multi-level marketing. Anyway, I think that no one really cares about what you do until they understand who you are. And
I agree.
I think if you tell your story, you'll be able to get more people interested in wanting to take the next steps to do whatever it is that you're doing. So don't count yourself out. I think you're famous, just no one knows about it yet.
Right. And I'll tell you, even at work, I get very, I don't mean personal, but I don't look at people as employees. I look at people as it's just an opportunity to meet someone. And I can tell you that many people that have already quit the job, I'm still in touch with them because I formed those relationships with them. You know, whether it's they moved on to the NYPD, you know, they went to bigger and better places. You know, even the holidays, you send a Christmas card if something's good is going on in their life. You know, I've had people thank me for helping them when I didn't feel that I even needed a thanks. I don't do anything for anybody looking for any kind of a payback. I do it because I want to do it, because that's where my heart is.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a lost sport anymore. A lot of times when I grew up, that was having manners. Now it's people think that's a special thing, and it just should be part of everyday life. But anyway, that's a whole nother story. Kathy, I really appreciate your time today, and I look forward to getting your book and going through the process with it as well, and I hope others will. So would you please just give everybody one more time information on how they can find your book and how they can connect with you?
Sure. I said the book is It All Matters, The Parent Project, Kathy Cardio. You can connect with me on Facebook at It All Matters, The Parent Project. Reach out to me there, and I will be happy to get back in touch with them. You know, whether it's a question in their personal life, if they're looking for advice, whatever they need, reach out to me.
I really appreciate your time today, and I wish you the best of luck, and I hope that when the second book is coming out, you'll come back and visit with us.
Okay. That sounds like a good plan.
All right. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Folks,
enjoy your day.
You too. We're going to take a short break, folks, and we're going to come back with another guest on the show here today by the name of Jessica Henson. So stay tuned. And before I go, let me just make sure that everyone has the opportunity to connect with Kathy Cardio. And you can find her on social media, as she mentioned. You can go on Amazon and type in It All Matters, The Parent Project by Kathy Cardio, C-A-R-D-I-O. Check her out. Get her book. Let us know what you think. We'll be right back after this here short break.
So you think you're tough, tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back to Tough Talk Christian Radio. My name is Tony Gambone, and we just had the pleasure of interviewing Kathy Cardio out of Long Island, New York, and her new book out is called It All Matters, The Parent Project. And my second guest is Jessica Hansen. And Jessica's journey really started as a teenager. She suffered some serious setbacks, lost friends, lost family, lost out on a lot of fun, lost herself, and gained a son. Interesting stuff. We're going to bring Jessica up on a show here. Jessica, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me today.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for taking time out to share your information with our audience. Now, Jessica, before we dig into this interview, I'd like to just find out a little bit about my guest. So tell us where you're calling in from and where you're from originally.
Well, I'm calling in, from the opposite coast. I'm out here in Portland, Oregon right now, and I've lived all over the U.S. So I've been here for, almost 20 years. So let's say I'm from Oregon.
Okay. That works for me. And what do you do in Oregon?
Right now, I serve clients as a virtual COO, getting their business streamlined and efficient by taking the things off of their plate that they no longer want to do. So, sorry, I'm tripping over my words today.
It happens to me all the time, whether I'm on the air or not. I just keep on going. I love what it says here about your mantra. It says, I can do anything I decide to do. What made you figure that out about yourself?
You know, I always sort of had this spirit about me, even as a young child, that if you told me no, I was going to go to it sooner than if you told me yes. And I found that as an adult, that has served me more or less in a positive way. but I had to really own that. And use a little bit better judgment, not just, you know, forge ahead. I had to kind of make some smart choices instead of just any choice.
Well, you know, Jessica, I've been told that I'm a ready, fire, aim type of person. And I always said, well, I can just correct the mistake along the way, but I won't hold back and wait. Now, sometimes that's good and sometimes that's bad. How would you classify yourself?
I'm probably along the same lines. I always kind of go with the, it's better to ask forgiveness than permission.
Right. I hear you. Now, I'm reading a little bit on your bio. It says the trials that you were going through didn't end. You gained severe cases of depression, drug and alcohol problems, leaving everything you knew behind to move across the country, counseling, medication, homelessness, domestic violence, welfare, bankruptcy, single parenting. So you're living the American dream, it seems like, okay, because you have mastered the fact that you witnessed what you know you've been through, and I don't think you can move forward until you understand what you've done and what you've been through and what you need to do better. So you have a new appreciation, it says, for the power of God, a wonderful husband, and two more children. So there's one part I left out here in your bio, and I want to just, I got to click back to this. It says, because I was reading along here, it says, you're a mother of four kids, 20 chickens, and two dogs. You're a nature lover, you're a chronic student, and overzealous volunteer. So do you find that keeping yourself busy keeps you out of trouble?
Oh, sometimes. I really like to keep giving back the things that I've learned through my life. And I continue to learn new things. And I find value in sharing all of those things and how they all come together. I share them with my family. I share them with my friends. And I share them with others. Because not everybody has a passion for going out and learning new things. So if I can find new things and then share them in a non-threatening way with them, then we all benefit, actually, in the end.
Well, I agree with that. And I don't think that you went out there and purposely put yourself in the situations that you found yourself in. But I also believe that God wants us to teach. And the only way we can teach is if we recognize where we've been and where we're trying to go. We can share our testimony and allow other people to know that there is strength out there that you can gain a hold of and make yourself better. So you wrote a book. It's not out yet, but you're writing a book.
Right, it's not out. It's coming out this summer. Yeah.
And is it about your journey?
It's not. It's more about how I managed to keep myself in line through all of these adversities. When I look back, I was able to really recognize the place that I was, that it was not a good place. And I was in survival mode. And I thought, okay, so what was I doing to survive? And how was I able to get out of it where there are many people that are stuck in a situation that they don't want? And so I basically realized that what I was doing is I created all these systems and routines and patterns in my life. And that really is how I kept myself strong, is all I have to do is repeat the pattern. All I have to do is repeat this pattern, you know, keep my kids on this super strict routine, and then everything is going to flow. And for years and years, that's how I survived. It was just one pattern, one system, one routine right after the other all day long. And, you know, whatever thing I had to do, it was just find the pattern, repeat it, make it happen. And one day I just woke up and I was like, this is not how life is supposed to be. And so I moved on. I decided I was done with it. But the thing that I took away from that lesson, is that you can do so many things if you just figure out what it is you're trying to do. And create yourself the routine, create the habits that you need, and then you can move on and build bigger and better things for yourself. And so that's what the book is about, because there are so many people that feel very stuck, and I really want to help people to find it within themselves and choose to be empowered, because we always have a choice, right? We have our agency. We're able to choose how we react and do things in our lives. And so choose to be empowered, choose to take responsibility, and choose to make a decision that you're ready to change. And so it creates this structure to give yourself routines and habits so that you don't fall back into the chaos.
So I'm looking here, and one of the things that you like to talk about is doing all things, even business, with God. Can we talk about that?
Oh, absolutely. I think that prayer and faith is one of the things that so many businesses are lacking. There is so much knowledge, everything that we need to know. Any silly little question, if you don't know the answer, 100%, you can ask for the answer. All you have to do is pray for it. And this is the key. This is what is giving me growth in my business. Every time you come to the crossroads, you think, okay, Heavenly Father, what am I supposed to do in this? Maybe the answer at that time is either one is fine. And then you choose, you know, based on logical, you know, criteria. But a lot of the time, it's an answer of an option we didn't even think about. And so those are the key pieces of inspiration that so many business owners are missing. And that is just another thing that I really want all people to know and understand is don't rely just on yourself and what you know. The universe is filled with knowledge, and we can receive all that knowledge through God and through praying for the answers that we need. It's so important, and we cannot forget that in our day-to-day lives.
Yeah, and it's important that if you listen to motivational speakers, you listen to different people that are coaching, life coaches, business coaches, they got some really good terminology. And I worked on bettering myself before I even started reading the Bible. And then I started reading the Bible, and I found out where everybody got their really cool sayings from. And it's amazing to me, if you give it to God, what the return is on it. Now, I'm far, far from getting it right, even part of the time. But I know that as long as I'm heading in that direction, and I can dump off some of the weight that I try to carry around onto the Lord, things get better for me. And when things get better, we have a tendency to talk about that. And when we talk about that, it piques others' interest. So at the end of the day, I believe that we're all here to be teachers of something. And what I look at what you've gone through, and I've gone through some of these things, and I wrote it in a book. And I think it's important for us to write it down so that we don't forget where we've been, how we got to where we are, and yet that it's okay. We were born broken, so we're not supposed to be perfect. But if we can share our truths with others, then you do find the power of God, and you do find a wonderful spouse, and you do end up with some incredible children. But most important is you wind up with a relationship with God, who is the only one you can count on 24/7. So I think what you're going through, what you've done, and the topics that you speak about, staying in integrity, true to yourself and to others, great stuff to say, but hard to walk. You know, I mean, systems save your sanity. Now, I know you've had coaching training because all the words that you use, but at the end of the day, you still, in order to be good at what you're doing, have to take those steps. And that's harder than typing out the words to a bio or something in that fashion. So how do you find yourself staying true to yourself?
I have to check in with myself a lot. And I use journaling. I use prayer. I use all kinds of these self-reflection tools and constantly looking at what are my goals and am I on track? And sometimes the goals have to change or I want to change them, and that's completely okay. That's the thing that some people forget, is that you can change your goal just because you set it. You don't have to accomplish it. But the thing is, you always have to have that reflection, you know, thinking about, is this truly what I still want to do? Do I want to accomplish this? Do I want to finish writing this book? Do I want to give this interview? Does it feel right? Do I feel like I'm integrity by doing this? And if you're always checking back with yourself and making those conscious choices, you're always going to be coming from that better place. And then you're going to have the support of God and everyone around you because you're staying true to yourself. And when you start stepping outside of that and trying to be what you're not, people can feel that. And that's just, I mean, that's not the goal, right? You just feel wrong when you're doing something that's not aligned with everything in your life and your own mission, because that's the whole piece. If you don't know where you're going, then you can't get anywhere.
Well put. I mean, that is really well put because, you know, I was listening to an interview a few weeks ago on a radio show in my truck that I was driving down listening. I listened to a lot of Christian radio. And a gentleman came on and he says, whenever you seem to find a problem, find a mirror and you'll find the cure, or you'll see the problem. And all the problems that we create start with us. And it's really important to check in with yourself. It's really important to have that conversation with yourself. And it is okay to change directions. And it is okay to recognize that you had a bad choice and you need to correct your compass, so to speak. And so to me, what you're saying is right on the money. It's really, really important to check in with yourself as often as you can. So knowing what you know about what you're trying to do and what you've been through and what helps you get through it, what kind of advice would you give someone that's struggling today and you know, they don't think anything could help them? What would be your piece of advice for them?
My piece of advice is the power is in the decision. When you are living in a way or in a place that you are not wanting to stay, you want to change something. Until you decide on the inside, in the core of who you are, that you want to change that, it's not going to change. And sometimes that is a very, very, very hard decision to make. But there's so much strength and you have so much support when you make that decision that you are ready to do or be or have something different in life. And all you have to do is make that decision. And if you don't know what the decision should be, pray about it. Because even if it's not what you want to hear, you will hear an answer. And you just have to know sometimes it's not what you want to do. Decided that you're going to change, then you decided to follow through. And that's where the power is. It's just that decision. And just knowing that, okay, I've decided. Now I have to pray about it. God's going to help me. The right things are going to be put in my path. The right people are going to be there greeting me. And it might not be who you expect. In fact, it probably won't be. You know, it'll be someone random coming into your life and saying a certain sentence to you, whatever it is, and it will trigger you to go take an action that is going to continue you on the journey of where you want to go. And you just cannot predict it. But knowing that you decided, I'm ready to change, that's where the power is. And that is what I just want to tell people today, is make that decision.
You know, a lot of people say, well, yeah, that's easy to say, but, you know, how do I do that? You know, what is it that I have to do? I mean, it's not that complicated. You and I both know that once you take the first step, the other foot just seems to follow, right? So what about those people who say it's just too hard?
They're not ready to change.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I mean, that is the cold, hard truth right there. You know, if you are not willing to do the work, you are not willing to make the change. That's all there is to it. As soon as it turns out to not be the easiest road or the quickest path, you're not going to give up until you are shown what your next step is. But the power is in that decision. And if you feel like it's too hard for you to decide that you want the change, then you're choosing to stay where you are and you are not ready.
Yeah. Well put. I really like your mindset. I really like your way of thinking. I think it shows that you're very honest with yourself, and you're not just trying to say something so that it sounds really good. It's true. A lot of times people want this and they want that, but they're not willing to change, so it's just not now. You know, it's just not yet. And so let me ask you, do you go out and speak to groups of people?
Do I speak with groups of people? Yes. I've actually,
last year,
I've spoken in New York City and I've spoken in Los Angeles, both.
Very cool.
As well
and
as
and so and so what do you now I know I've done that and it's an unexplainable feeling that you get from it, but what do you get from that? I mean, I know it makes you feel really good and all that there, but like do you see the value of helping others? And so let me ask you this, what do you speak to them about?
I speak to audiences about overcoming obstacles. And I share my journey and the things that I've been able to learn about myself and about the way to get past things that are hard. And when you're speaking to an audience and you can see on someone's face that they have suddenly realized what is wrong with where they are and how they're going to get past something, then you know you did your job. That was the one person, or maybe it's many people, but at least one person is going to have that moment. They're going to hear where you are speaking from your soul to their soul, and they heard you. And that is everything. That is everything.
Yeah. Yeah, and people really need to speak from their heart and be open, unashamed, to tell the truth. And they'll find that there's so many more people out there that can relate to them. I know I first said, boy, I didn't realize that there was more of people that were in situations like I was in until I started talking about it. And we both know that women are a little bit easier to speak about their truths than men. But in today's world, I think it's changing. I think that men are starting to speak more, and I just hope that they will, because, well, they need to put the ego down and bring out the truth. And I think that we think that we're supposed to live in a certain type of society, and at the end of the day, none of that really works for us. What we have to do is have conversation with the Lord, be honest with ourselves, and be the best person we can be in our house and for our children and for our spouse. So I'm really impressed with you, Jessica, and I think that you're on your way to something big. Now, when is your book going to be out?
I don't have an exact date. It's going to be out in May or June. I can definitely let you know and send you a copy of it.
I would love that, and I would love for you to come back on the show so we could help market the book. Okay, because I can guarantee you one thing. When you put this book out, you're going to find yourself within a month deciding what the title of the next book is going to be. It just happens that way. Everybody that writes a book decides.
Okay, did I lose you?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. You cut out there for a second. I'm not sure what happened.
That's the power of the internet.
Yeah.
We're always at the mercy of the internet on the internet radio shows. But luckily, I have two phones plugged in, so I apologize for that, and we're running out of time. But before we go, please give everybody information on how to contact you, how to get a – well, you don't have that book out yet, but how to get in touch with you, how to maybe have you even come and speak to their group of people.
Oh, absolutely. You can find my website. It's www.thejessicahanson.com. And I am also on Facebook, and you can also email me any questions, any comments, anything. I'm welcome to all feedback, and I answer all of my emails. So please reach out if you feel inspired to at jessica@thejessicahanson.com.
Well, Jessica, I can't thank you enough for being a guest on the show today. I wish you much success. I look forward to hearing from you when you get your book together and having you back on as a guest on the show.
Thank you so much for having me today.
It was my pleasure. Honestly, I just can't say thank you enough times. I appreciate both guests coming on the show today and talking about themselves, explaining the ups and downs and what they do and how they're put it into book form and how they're willing to serve others to help them get past the hurdles that life brings us. So once again, I wanted to say thank you to everyone. Thanks for the listeners. Make sure to reach out to us. You can get us at info@Tough Talk Radio Network. You can go to toughtalkchristianradionetwork.com and register to be a guest on the show. We look forward to meeting you, and please don't hesitate to call into the show. We'll talk to everyone next week, same time. Have a blessed week.
You have been listening to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com for more information.